Dreamscape presents Marvel's Secret Invasion by Paul Cornell. Narrated by Sean Patrick Hopkins. Prologue. Tony Stark. Tony Stark had never felt more alone. That was saying a lot. He'd felt pretty damn alone on several occasions in the last year or so, never mind during his excuse for a childhood. He'd felt pretty damn alone when he'd been captured in a war zone. At least then, he'd ended up imprisoned with a genius who'd designed the first version of what he'd been working on and improving ever since. The powered, cutting-edge tech armor that made him Iron Man, founding member of the Avengers, and the one who usually picked up the tab for all their good works. But even during all those years of being a public hero, one who eventually the public came to know by name and to trust, he'd still felt pretty damn alone through all that. But right now? Yeah, this was the Nader. He'd kept fighting for what was right, pushing hard to keep the public on side with the superhero community. Since he'd become director of S.H.I.E.L.D., the global task force that was the official liaison between the political world and the superhero community, he'd pushed through the Superhuman Registration Act, which had been an attempt to hold his fellow heroes accountable, to give them official status and training, to make them more than a bunch of distrusted vigilantes. He'd also spearheaded the plan to send the Hulk off into space to live on a peaceful alien world where smashing was, hey, probably just saying hello. Both steps had saved countless lives, those of the everyday people superheroes were meant to protect. But from moment one of all that, Tony's so-called friends had jumped on their high horses. Steve Rogers had actually led an army against him, because it seemed Steve Rogers, when push came to shove, cared more about getting to be Captain America than about, you know, America. The media had started to call it the Superhero Civil War. That made it sound much more glamorous than it had been. It had felt more like the end of the world. Tony's side had won, like they were always going to, because getting the public on side with "I want to wear a flag and beat up whoever I like with no consequences" can only get you so far. But it had been such a hollow victory. Even those he'd been on side with now seemed to be holding him at a slight distance. It had been a bitter business, they seemed to think, and that bitterness now felt like it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?